Blog Talk Radio.
Because I'm over here feeling myself, feeling good, feeling great. How about you?
Welcome to another episode of No Good Hump Days with your boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good, no motherfucking good. Don't you know no good. Hey, yo, I want y'all to call me up, though. Call the number if you're listening off of the internet. It's 718-664-9115. Again, that's 718-664-9115. I got my co-host tonight. I got a co-host, Miss Queen T, in the building. You know what I mean? Say something to the people right now, Queen T. How you doing?
What's up? What's good? I'm feeling good, feeling great. Well, I'm a little sick, but I'm still feeling good on this No Good Hump Day. You know, I managed to still feel good.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You got to feel good. You know, we living in some hectic times right now. You know, everybody thinking that we're going to, the world going to explode or some shit on December 21st. We got a few weeks left. What you doing? What you think about all that? You think the Mayans, right? You think we're going to die on the 21st?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, at first I did, but I ain't afraid. Like, if it does happen, then it happens. But I know I lived a good life, but I still want to keep on living, but I don't believe in that, no.
Yeah, I don't believe that shit. I got so many plans for next year, you know what I mean, 2013 and beyond, so fuck what y'all talking about. Y'all been trying to just spoil my fun, you know what I mean? I ain't even 30 years old. Damn, can a nigga at least get to 30?
I know that's right.
For real.
But yeah, thank you for having me on the show tonight. It's an honor to be on No Good Hump Days. Glad to finally catch one of your episodes. I know I've been MIA a little bit on the Wednesdays and on everybody's shows a little bit, so I'm back.
Right. Oh, it's an honor to have you on the show, actually. So I just want to salute you and thank you for helping me co-host tonight. Excuse me. Let me catch my breath. Doing too much right now. But
there. I know you're eating up something good, yo. I know.
Yeah, you know me. I'm over here. I make edibles, you know. I am definitely 420 friendly. So I got some edibles right now. I have some you know what actually told me. You told me about the banana nut bread mix or whatever. So that's what I've been using, and those be coming out bomb. I crushed some walnuts in it. And that shit is so bomb right now with medical marijuana, you know what I mean? Cannabis butter, as I like to call it. So I'm over here just elevated and medicated, California style.
Okay, I know that's right. How's the weather out there?
It's good, you know. It's not too bad. It's not hot, you know what I mean? It's definitely not summer anymore, but we had some rain the other day. But today was a nice day. I got out and about, you know, I went and got my workout on. I'm trying to get my iron body on, you know what I'm saying? So I had a good day. It was lovely, very peaceful, you know what I mean? Didn't hear too many police sirens today, so that's always good.
Hey, yeah, that's always good. So shout out to them people that, you know, are keeping good, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We don't need the violence, you know, we need that shit to lower down, so, yeah.
For real. Yo, shout out to the 314, the 612, 661, 651, 972, 240. I see them all in the building. Press that number one when y'all ready to go live, you know. I got a nice show in line. I'm waiting for my boy Xavion. I think this is him calling right now, actually. Xavion is going to be on the show tonight. Got some hot music from him, you know. R&B cat out here in L.A. doing his shit, you know what I mean? Yo, just call me up. If y'all listening on the internet, dial the number 718-664-9115. I know y'all, it's a lot of music on the switchboard. Miss Queen T and Magoski have been uploading new music and shit. I'm looking at the switchboard right now, seeing all the new songs. I'm like, damn, I've been missing out, you know. I haven't had a show in the last couple of weeks. But I'm here tonight, you know what I mean? I'm here to do it. I'm trying to do every show for December, you know what I mean? So make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday. And, shit, let's keep it going. I want to get some more music going before I get some of these calls. You got any requests tonight, Miss Queen T?
I'm just relaxed. You know, let me hear what you got to see, and then let me hear what you got to play. I'll think of something real good, so...
Okay,
I know we got
a lot
of good music on the switchboard. I know we do. Like you said, we've been uploading new music. So shout out to all the artists that have been patient with us and, you know, also sending in that new music weekly. So shout out to all the artists.
Yo, big shout out, major shout out to all the indie artists out there grinding 24/7 or 25/8, as Mary J. Blige would say. You know, it's not enough time in a day sometimes, so you got to put an extra hour on it. You feel me? But you know what? Since I'm in that mellow mood, I just got through playing some Erykah Badu. You know what I mean? I'm over here eating on my little munchy food right now. I wanna keep it real mellow and smooth and melodic like. You know what I mean? I'm about to get into this song right here by my boy Xavion Jaquan. I want y'all to check this out. This is off that Retro Boy EP. Make sure y'all go cop that on all them sites. I'm sure he's on everywhere. Just Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Hit him up on Twitter. He'll let y'all know the links and shit. Xavion Jaquan, if you can't spell it, he'll be on in about 5 minutes to let y'all know how y'all can reach him. But I want y'all to check this music out right here, this song right here. It's called Shine. Check it out.
I've been fly, yeah. Ain't never having second thoughts, and I guess that's why I'm fly. I've been waiting all my life just to hear them say my name, yeah. But I remember when they tried to put me down, 'cause I was never shy, and I didn't came too far to back down. Now I'm forever gonna shine. Babe, right there. Let me get one with your smile and your love. shit is complete. Then I thought the shit is complete. Shit is complete. Now I thought the shit is complete. Baby, if you would say cheese for me, for me. Right there. Damn right, right there. Post it, hold it, place your hands on both chairs. Let's change the position, get your legs in the air. Sure you got this?
Yeah, I got it.
Show me you don't
care.
Care. This is my favorite photo, know why? Your hair is everywhere.
Where?
This lens don't lie. Lie. And your makeup all smeared, skirt twisted to the side. One here long, you can even see it in your eyes.
It's 3:30.
3:30.
Early. Shoots not till 4. But you put your perfect worthy. See your hair all curly. Your body language verbally. Telling me that you're ready for me to make you look pretty. Well, I'm accusing you of that and so much more. An angel from every angle, God's gift, for sure, I'm sure. Got an eye for this, so give me your attention. When it click, flash, and quick, fast, switch your position. Your position. I got them posters surrounded by roses. It's not your booty, it's your beauty that's got this camera on focus. Hold up, notice. Every single shot you in had a lightness just right. The pixels complement your skin well. This is our photo shoot. To the camera too. Call me Quill, I'll be a cameraman. Be a cameraman. Some other girl's looks wouldn't stand a chance. Cause beauty is skin deep. Yours come through the pores and pores and
pores. Nothing but your growing, your thong. Growing your thong. Baby, pose it right there. It right there. Right there. Make it one with your smile. The shit is complete, complete. Then I thought the shit is complete, shit is complete, complete. Now I thought the shit is complete, complete. Baby, if you would say cheese for me, for me. And now I thought the shit is complete. Baby, if you would say cheese for me, for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that track right there. You know, I just got into that song Shine by Xavion Jaquan. Then I got into some Pella LA, you know, LA Pella Square in the motherfucking building. That song is called Photo Shoot. How you like that song, TT? Queen T, where you at? Hit that mute button on your phone, baby.
I know I have my mic mute. I like it. I like both of them tracks. Actually, I know the first one was Xavion, but who was the second one?
The second one was, you know Quill, you know the song, that you be playing with Nisus and J Blue.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
all in the same camp. That's my boy Quill. You know what I'm saying? L.A. Color Square out here in L.A. They in the Antelope Valley actually. You know, doing their shit. You know, shouts out to everybody all on the West Coast right now. The West Coast is active. I love the music that's coming out on the West right now. Shout out to every state. You know, in the United States, but I'm in California right now, so I gotta just rap my hood. You know what I mean? I'm from L.A. And yeah, we got a lot of hot artists out here doing their shit. It's not all about swag rapping. I just want y'all to know that.
Yep, I agree. Yo, and shout out to Quill too. He's at MIA. I haven't heard from him in a minute.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Quill. I know he making major moves right now. I just seen he posted that they just got through doing like 8 songs or some shit in 5 days. So you know, if you ain't heard from him in a minute, trust and believe you're gonna be hearing from him real soon. ASAP.
Okay. I know you're talking about requests earlier. Later on in the show, if you can, I do want to hear that Rib Shots again. I love that track.
Definitely. You know what? I want to get into that track then, you know, and then we're going to take these calls. Shout out to the 972-310-336-651. We're going to get into my call from the 240 in 1 minute. Don't hang up the phone, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's still listening, if y'all want to go live, you got to press that number 1. That's how I know that you want to be on the, you know, you want to talk and say some shit. Let me know what's the no good. This is No Good Hump Day. You dig it? But you know what? I'm about to get into this special request right now. Like, right now. And I'm probably going to play it a little later because it's one of them short-ass songs that you can't just hear one time. So I'm going to play it a little later, too. But right now, we're going to get into this Rib Shots. My boy Nice is featuring J Blue. Check it out.
The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat.
Is so fucking wavy. Loving it right there.
I love it.
Definitely. You know what? I think we're going to get into some of these calls. What you think? We should get some calls right now?
Yeah, I think we should. I think they waiting.
Yeah, I see them all waiting. Shout out to everybody right now. If you're listening off the internet, make sure y'all hit me up. 718-664-9115. Maybe I should have waited to eat my edibles because I'm slurring my speech and everything, and we ain't even 20 minutes into the show. I usually wait until the second hour for all that, but you know what? I had a nice workout first off today, but I had a lot of shit going on, so I was trying to relax myself before the show started, and now I might be a little too relaxed. I don't know. We're going to still do this shit anyway.
I got your back.
Say that. We're going to get into some of these calls right now. Let's get into my caller from the 240, caller 469. You live on Next to Blow Radio. What it is like?
Yo, what's good? It's your boy,
Xavion Jaquan.
What's up, yo?
Yo, what's happening with you, Xavion? How you feeling on this no good hump day?
Yo, I'm feeling great, bro. A lot of positive energy. Things are good right now, yo.
Yeah, it is a lot of positive energy going on right now, you know. It's some negative energy out there, too. Of course, it always is, but I'm really loving the positive energy that's going on because I think that it's more positive than negative, you know what I mean? And people just overlook it. They just always focus on that negative shit. Fuck that.
I was listening earlier about the whole people thinking the world going to end and all that. It's just going to be a new energy, you feel me? So I'm just trying to adjust with that new energy and continue to give y'all hot new music to adjust with this new energy, you feel me?
Definitely. You know, when this winter solstice, I think it's going to be a shift in consciousness. So that's all it is. It's a new beginning. It's going to be the end of these times, but the beginning of a new time. That's all. So don't be scared, y'all. Don't be scared. Get conscious. Get real.
Exactly.
So what's going on with you, bro? I know you're doing a lot of things right now. Give us some updates. As a matter of fact, for anybody that might not know, you know, I interviewed you a few months ago, but introduce yourself to the world in case anybody's listening and never heard of you. What's your name? Where you calling from? You know, give them the rundown.
Well, this is your boy, Xavion Jaquan, singer-songwriter based out of L.A. And right now, we just in the lab. I've been recording, like, heavy nonstop for about 4 days. I got so much stuff in store for you guys. It's crazy. I was in the studio with Kevin McCall. yesterday.
Okay.
Because McCall produced a joint for me, and we on some bigger and better right now. We trying to touch as many people as we can. We trying to gain these fans and do what we do.
That's what's up. Definitely looking forward to that. So, did you guys finish the song, completed the song? What can we be expecting from you and Kevin McCall?
Oh, the thing is he produced the joint for me, so I'm not sure if he's going to feature on it yet, but we're still in the talks with that. My manager's talking to his right now. We're trying to get all of that right, but he definitely produced the track, so it's just me singing, but it's his production, so.
Okay. That's dope right there. That's what's up. So, man, we got Retro Boy is out doing well, you know what I mean? What were you expecting it to have the response that it did? Or, you know what I'm saying? Tell us something. How you feeling about this Retro Boy?
Well, the Retro Boy, it's funny because I battled to get it done. It was a process because I was changing my producers a lot. So for it to come out and to get the response that it did, I'm very thankful. You feel me? This is, for me as an artist, I don't really listen to it. You know, I don't really go back to what I used to do a lot.
Right.
Show days and stuff like that. But then when I get these messages and I'm talking to these fans, it's like, it's dope how they enjoy it, how they love it so much. You know what I mean? Because for me, that's really just where I was at that time. So all the music is going to be very much, very different, you know, from that. I'm just going to progress it. And keep writing and keep teaming up with different writers as well, just to get a different opinion, get different ears. So it won't just be all me, because Retro Boy was all my pen, it was all my writing.
Okay.
And, what I'm doing now, I'm working with different writers, and also on this new joint, 4 a.m. Kevin McCall's cousin, the girl, that's his cousin singing on that joint.
Okay, that's a dope track, too. That's a dope track. We're definitely going to get into that a little later, so make sure y'all stay tuned to hear that track, brand new from Xavion Jaquan. Man, I've been bumping that to everybody out here, and everybody that I let listen to it, they always saying, damn, who is that? That shit dope. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You know what I'm saying? It's always just a lot of positive energy. So, you know, you're doing your shit. Who wrote that song for you?
Well, my boy Will Nieves actually penned that joint for me, and that's Kevin McCall's cousin as well, which is crazy. But yeah, his name is Will Nieves. You know, you'll be hearing a lot more of his pen on my stuff as well.
Definitely. You guys vibing together very well, because this track is super fire, like super dope. I want to play it right now, but I'm going to wait. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to drop it on them too fast. But what I want to do is play another track off the Retro Boy, because it's still spinning. I know you saying that, you know, it's in the past and everything. Yeah, it's the past, but it's still hot. And right now, I want to introduce this. I want you to introduce this track right here, Be My Baby. Tell us, what was the inspiration behind this track?
Well, the inspiration behind that is actually just wanting to kind of to fall in love, like when you were a kid kind of love, like when you walk a girl home from school before the streetlights come on type of love. So it was more so like, I want her to just be with me, just be my baby. I'll do anything for you. I'll buy you whatever you want. Just be my baby. So that's kind of where the inspiration from that came from.
Dope. All right, so I want y'all to turn y'all volume up and check out this music from my boy, Xavion Jaquan. Dial a number if you're listening off the internet. If you got any questions for Xavion, dial 718-664-9115. Press that number one. But right now, we're going to get into this track, Be My Baby. Check it out.
I love you, girl. Then will you share your world with me? We can be in love. Oh, if you knew how much it turned me on, then will you write a song with me? This what I gotta say, baby. Can you be my baby? My baby, you should be my baby. Can you be? I've been getting shopping, like ordering up, picking all the room service, thinking that's all because I really like you. I got so
best off because I really like you. I got a song to show you all the ways to my love. Think you right, oh. Can you be my baby? If you be my baby, oh, oh, oh. You should be my baby. How about you? Can you be? If your love was like a master key, then I would lock it up, baby, to protect your heart. Oh, oh, oh. If your mind was like a master key, outside can you be my, you should be my baby.
Take over for me real quick. I gotta do something. Just asking some questions or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yo, Xavion, this is Miss Queen T. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. I love that song. You know, I actually was tuned into the other interview that you had with Hocus. I think it was probably a couple months ago, like he said, and I love that song. I think he played that song. But that track is nice right there. Where can, let the listeners know where they can find that track and some more of your music.
Well, you definitely can go to my SoundCloud, and that's SoundCloud. .com/Xavion Jaquan, no spaces, no caps. And you can follow me on Twitter at Xavion Jaquan. It's all together. But to download that Retro Boy mixtape, you can either go to DatPiff, you can either Google my name and it'll pop up, or you can go to hotnewhiphop.com. And in the search box, you can type in Xavion Jaquan, and then all the good stuff should pop up.
Okay. For all the people out there that cannot spell Xavion Jaquan, including myself, I have to admit, including myself. So let everybody know how they can how you spell your name and how they can search it.
Okay, so most definitely, it's Xavion, and Jaquan is Jequan. And I'll spell that one more time for everybody as well. It's Xavion, and the Z as in zebra, and Jaquan, Jequan, and then all the good stuff is with that. But I'm gonna do something a little better. I'm gonna do something a little more creative with my name too, so that it won't be so hard for people to remember me. You know what I mean? You know, my manager was telling me the same thing, but I'm like, yo, that's my name. That's what I rep. So I've been fighting with my manager about that. But I guess it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Right, but I mean, nobody else out there has that name or I've heard of, so I mean, this is a definitely a unique name. So I mean, if that's what you want to do, I support that. But so you plan on changing your whole artist name, your whole like everything, or?
No. Xavion will definitely be that's my name. I'll definitely forever be Xavion. But I'm debating on either Xavion J or just something that would be more easier to connect, or easier to
more catchy and more like people can remember and type of thing.
Yeah, because initials, they can, people catch on to initials very, very well. So So it's like, okay, Zayvion, okay, we can remember that. And Zayvion J, we can remember that. So it's like, I'm not sure. I still got to talk about it. We got to have more meetings about it. But for, as of right now, I'm still Zayvion Jaquan, so.
Okay, okay, I definitely dig that. So at what age did you discover your talent?
Oh, wow. I was around 2. And the funny thing is, because my mother, she banged that Erykah Badu, Mama's Gun. So when I heard Erykah Badu when I first tuned in, I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, when I was a baby, I used to bang this. So it started at a very young age, like around 2, I was on beat, like snapping my fingers. And around 4, I started singing. So, yeah, it started very young for me.
Okay. Do you remember the first song you recorded?
The first time I recorded, I was 13, and I was in a boy band. And I was we called ourselves New Trends. It was funny. And we were competing with Dark Child versus Miley's Behavior. And we see who won that battle. But, yeah, like, I started with a boy band. I started recording when I was around 13, 14 with my old boy group.
Okay, okay. So what were the pros and cons of working in a group rather than now you being a single artist?
Well, some of the pros with that was I had 3 other boys backing me up. You know, I had the support. I didn't have to worry about if I didn't feel like singing a note on stage. I had someone to carry my weight. You know, as far as being a solo artist, it's all on you. You know, there is no cracking. You can't mess up on stage. All the dance moves have to be right. You know what I mean? Like the image,
right.
Everything has to be what it is. So that's the only thing. You don't really have a backup. You don't really have a shoulder to lean on when you're solo because you are your own shoulder. So that's pretty much what I'm battling right now. But I'm comfortable I'm comfortable with my platform. I'm comfortable with the fans that I'm gaining from this. And the positive message that I'm portraying out here, you know. So I'm just very grateful for all of it. I'm thankful for these journeys like the boy band and the hip hop joined and all of the stuff that just made me a stronger solo artist.
Okay, that's what's up. So like when you started performing at 13, did you start performing at 13? You said, or are you just recording?
I started recording at 13, but I hit my stage at 14. But I was doing little events and little like talent shows and stuff when I was younger, like 12, 11. But
did you have like all the little girls screaming for you, all the little teeny boppers and stuff screaming for you?
Yeah, that was the funniest part about it all because I didn't really know at first. I was like, yo, I don't think they're gonna get us. I don't even know if they're gonna like us. So our first show was at the Celebrity Center in Hollywood, and they went crazy for us, and it was like a thank you to me from everybody. Like, okay, I can continue this. Like, well, I'm good at it. I might be good at it if they like it, you know. So I just kept it pushing with that ever since that.
Right. So do you still get the same responses? I mean, hopefully they're not teeny boppers no more, but I mean the older crowd or whatever. Do you still get the same response when you're performing?
Yeah, it's crazy. I get different responses from different places. Like when I was on the school tour, I hit a lot of different high schools. I hit like Poly, Cabrillo, I think Norvon. I was hitting like different high schools to get my age group to join me as a solo artist. So. The responses were great. The crowd was going crazy. So, it's a feeling. Like, it's a feeling in your stomach, like, right before you get on stage, like, when you transition into that alter ego. And it's like, oh, hopefully they like me. Then the music cut on, and it's like, it ain't no turning back now. So, it's just like, it's an adrenaline rush. But, like, I'm very thankful for the responses I get from the crowds lately. I have.
Okay. Do you still get that same feeling every show, or is it just that one-time thing?
Oh, no, it's every show. It's a transition every show. Because you never know if you're good enough to people that don't know you, you know? So as an indie artist, that's the only issue I can say that I go through as an artist. I can't speak for everybody, but I go through just hoping that they like me, hoping that they love me, hoping that they get the music. It's really all about the music. Because, you know, they don't really know me as a person, and that's what I'm getting them to know me as a person now with these interviews and these screen interviews and tweeting and stuff. They can see some of the stuff that I'm into, But the music comes first. That's what they connect with first. And if they can connect with my music, then they'll definitely be able to connect with me as an artist.
Okay. So what other R&B artists would you refer yourself to as music-wise? Like, who do you look up to, and, like, who would you say your type of music would resemble or sound like?
That's a crazy question. They say I have a similar sound to Jeremih, Raphael Sadiq, with a little Chris Brown in me. So it's a lot of different, it's different artists. But I love, like, Brandy. I love, like, good harmonies and good, like, runs and stuff like that. I'm really into that type of stuff. So I would definitely say, first and foremost, Brandy for sure, because of her talent and her voice. And Chris for sure. Omarion too. I'm tripping. Omarion, Marcus Houston, that whole camp. Jeremih's music is pretty dope. Raphael Sadiq, Lucy Pearl, there's so many. I can't even think of everyone right now, but I'm influenced by many.
Okay. I always ask every R&B artist this, and it is funny to me, so I got to know, okay. So out of all the mainstream R&B artists, male or female, can be dead or alive, well, no, let's do alive, obviously. So out of all these artists, who do you think needs to stop singing? Like, that just cannot, like, sing to you. Who needs to stop?
I can't do that one.
No, you got to.
But I'll say people that I know that I don't really pay attention to, R&B. Weird. I don't really know. I don't really know. I try to not, like, if I don't like you, I don't listen to you. So it's like, yeah, I don't really know. Like, I only really rock with the people I really like fuck with.
Can I answer that one for you, TT?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, this dude right here, I don't think that he's an R&B singer, but people be fronting like he an R&B cat or something because he auto-tuned the fuck out. But that Future nigga get on my nerves. I can't stand that shit. I'm sorry, I do not like Future. I don't.
I consider that nigga a rapper. You feel me? I don't even know what he do with singing.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean all disrespect when I say that, but, yeah, I don't know what he is. He's not a rapper to me, and he's not a singer. He's just a computer. I don't like all these. It's a lot of artists that do the computer, and auto-tune is cool on some songs, especially in certain parts of the song, but when it's throughout the whole song, that shit gets annoying. That's just my opinion.
Oh my God! And another thing about Future is I come in contact with a lot of industry managers, but honestly, I have to say Future's manager is she need to get fired. Her name is Ashley. So no.
Yeah, we put you on blast here on Next to Blow Radio. So anybody that's out there, artist, if you're not on top of your shit, just know we gonna talk some shit. God damn it.
I can't come across a lot of managers and I could not stand. Oh my God, I don't know how he can work with her. But anyway.
That's crazy. Man, you got some good questions for him, though. You're doing a good job, Queen T. I appreciate you for stepping in for me like that.
Of course. You know I'm a co-host, so I got to step in.
Definitely. That's what's up. So, shit, I don't even know what to ask you now. Shit, keep on asking the questions. You're doing good. I'm going to sit back and listen. Shit, I'm a fan.
You the host. Go ahead. It's your guest.
Well, you know what? What I want to do, I want to introduce this track right here, the new one that y'all just did, what is it, about a week ago or something? I've been playing this shit crazy. And first off, Queen T, did you ever get a chance to hear the song, 4 a.m.?
By him?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I just heard Be My Baby. I had heard that song when you had interviewed him a few months back.
Okay. For sure. So, Zay Young, go ahead and introduce this one to the world.
Yo, this is my new single, 4 a.m., written by your boy, Will Nieves, produced by your boy, The Good Ones, DJ, actually, and, you know, vocals by your boy, Davion Jaquan, and no more speaking. Here it goes, 4 a.m.
Coming up, you're working on?
Actually, I'm gonna be doing a 3-song EP with Will Nieves. So I'll be doing a 3-track EP for to follow up with that 4 AM. But after that, I'll be throwing y'all a new mixtape. So yeah, just the top of the year is just gonna be crazy for us.
That's what's up. Well, I have another question for you. So do you be doing covers to other songs?
The thing is, I have yet to do an official cover, but I will be remixing the Drake version of Aaliyah's Enough Said. I will be remixing that, I think, later on tonight, actually. I have to go back into the lab later on tonight. So I'll be giving y'all a few covers, and I'll also be remixing some stuff.
Can I hear some acapella from you right now?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you what I did. I'll give you 4 a.m. Hold on.
Look at your body, girl, you're feeling, 'cause it's that good, yeah, it's that good, yes, it is. Look at your body, girl, you're feeling, 'cause it's that good, yeah, it's that good. Now, when you get here, promise I'll be ready for when you get here, promise I'ma give it to you, yeah, 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 yeah. Yay, yay. That is what's up.
I've just been informed that about 10 women have become pregnant just within the last 2 minutes.
Can we continue that the acapella session after the show? I mean, not play. Shout out to you, though. You're very talented. I definitely appreciate that. Not everybody can do that on the spot, so shout out to you.
Thank you for that. You know, I just really like to stay true to myself and what I love to do. And at the end of the day, like, I'm very happy that you guys are rocking with me. You feel me? At the end of the day, it's not easy. It's a really hard job. I've been doing this since I was a little kid. So to be 18 right now and to be even on this station right now, you feel me, I feel really good, and I'm very thankful that you guys have me right now.
No doubt. You know, we've been rocking with you since the beginning. And to beyond, you feel me? I'm definitely looking forward to anything that you got going on, all the new shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of all the old shit. So I'm definitely promoting you out here in Cali. You know, I know my girl, Miss Queen T, is out there rocking with you in Minneapolis. Did I say that right? I always say y'all state wrong. I'm going to say Twin Cities.
Yeah, that's Minnesota, better. Twin Cities, Minnesota, Minneapolis. You said it good, though.
Okay, because I can't say many. Oh, see, there I go. Minneapolis and Massachusetts. I'll never say it right. I always say two shits.
That's dope, though. I'm glad that I can touch in different states. I'm very thankful for that.
Definitely. You know, you definitely have a gift, and you know, I think that you should be sharing it with the world, and I appreciate you and salute you for doing that, for real, because your mood, your music is mood-changing, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times people need to turn some shit on like that, you know, to get that mood right, you feel me?
Exactly. And that's the thing, my true fans know that I'm R&B, you know? But with this new mixtape, I can't say too much, but I'm working strictly with Tommy Parker. He's produced and written for Janet Jackson. He just got a Janet Jackson. He got Britney Spears, JoJo. He got so many different people. He's doing the new mixtape, so it's gonna be a little different. It's not gonna be what you're used to, but I'm definitely gonna forever give you guys that feel good when I'm releasing singles and doing what I can. But I am planning to cross over, and I'm not gonna be too pop because that's not what I feel. I don't really feel pop like that. But I will be, you will hear a lot more from Retro Boy. Exactly, like Retro Boy is as a whole, like the whole swag of Retro Boy. I wasn't really able to share with the EP Retro Boy. So this time around, you guys will actually hear Retro Boy. You'll hear exactly who he is. You feel me? I'm excited. I just got to say, like, the joint, we could have joined yesterday called Liar Liar. Oh, y'all going to go crazy for this, like. I'm on top of the beat like a rap artist, but the chorus cuts into an R&B, so the verses are like on top of the beat, and then as soon as the chorus comes in, it goes right into that R&B. So I think y'all really gonna enjoy this one a lot.
So,
what about a feature with Davion and Hocus? That would be a good feature right there, a collab.
Oh
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely willing. You know, I gotta see if I can fit into his schedule, though, because the man is busy.
No, bro, I'm in L.A. too, bro. What's up, bro? I'm out.
What's
LA,
happening,
right?
Man? Hit me up after this show. Hit me up so we could talk some shit, because I'm definitely working on some stuff myself. I also produce, so, you know, we're going to make some things happen in the real way.
Word. That's what's up, bro. Definitely, we got to definitely set up some meetings and do some shit. You feel me? Real fast.
And Hocus can sing, too, y'all. Don't let him fool you.
I try.
You ain't told me that, bro.
Yeah, I tried my little thing. You know, I'm an artist. I'm in love with all type of art, whether it's music or fashion or whatever it is. So I try to indulge in it all, you know.
Oh, I got to step my game up now. I see I got to step my game way up.
Hey, well, that's good. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this for the West Coast, but for the whole world, really, you know, that's definitely what I'm doing it for. And I already know that you in the same frame of mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
For the world. You know what, TT?
All right, bro. You got to vibe out on this stuff, for real.
Definitely. Let's take some calls. Let's get into some questions, you know. I see the switchboard lighting up right now. Shout out to everybody. Press that number one if you want to go live. I see the 612-773 is in the building, 651. Y'all press one if you want to go live. But right now, let's get into my caller out the 972. Out the Bay Area. I think this is dope ass music. What it is like, brother?
Man, did you say you think this is dope ass music? Maybe this is dope ass music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Google Bowl, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area, stand up. What it do next to blow? Because I am next to blow. Clean T rocking it with Hocus Pocus, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? What it do?
What's happening, man? How you feeling tonight? How you feeling this new music that you're hearing from Xavion Jaquan right now?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't mean this in any offense, but I like when young Thundercats come with good music. You know what I'm saying? They ain't talking about just spreading everybody, bending them over. You know what I'm saying? He actually got some substance. Boy,
right.
Can hold a note. You know what I mean? So I like that. Because, you know, these Trey songs and these other cats, they messing up the game, you know what I'm saying? It's not tricking, you got it, and everything else, man, you know what I'm saying? It's all right for you to be, you know, sensitive and have Care Bear moments if you can sing. Now, if you can't sing, you can sing to yourself, you know what I'm saying? But if you can sing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man. He doing it.
Yo,
I appreciate that, bro. I really appreciate that, man. Good looking on that one. I thought I was the only one for a minute.
Like, yo, why ain't nobody trying to be different? Why ain't nobody trying to be on the same shit? Hey, that's what's up. Hey, as long as you ain't talking about going to the strip club and throwing 100,000 ones at somebody, man, you know what I'm saying? Talk to somebody. I don't go to the strip club. I go to work, come home, you know what I'm saying, rub my woman's feet. You know what I'm saying? Wash your hair, that kind of grown man shit. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna sing to my woman, that's what she own. She ain't aiming to pop the bottles at the club. So I appreciate that, especially from a young cat. I appreciate that.
Exactly, man. Thanks, most definitely.
Definitely, definitely. That's something that I want to salute you on, too, because you are young, you know, a youngster in the game, and you're very mature with it, you know, just as far as your content. Especially with Retro Boy EP, you said you pinned everything. So some of the subject matter on there, you know, not too many 18-year-olds know what you're talking about. So that's something that I definitely applaud.
Yeah, the thing is, I always like I'm a lovey dovey type of nigga. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you feel me? Like, when I'm with my lady, you feel me? It's lovey dovey.
I share
that with my music. You feel me? I share it. Like, a lot of the stuff that I was going through at that time was what I was writing, you feel me? So, like, it's weird, but it is what it is, you feel me? As an artist, I know you know, Hocus, like, when you're going through something, like, your pen is what expresses that, your mind, as soon as you hear that beat, you feel me?
Man, sometimes that pen is more powerful than the sword, because, you know, I could have sprayed some motherfuckers before, but, you know, I just put it on pen and pad, and that just relieves the stress, and it also just come into, you know, bringing a new hit, a new creation.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it has to be real. It has to be genuine, definitely. A lot of cats in rap and R&B, whatever it is, you know, a lot of people do a lot of fraudulent stuff on the pen and the paper. But when it's authentic, the people know. I definitely know.
Exactly. Like, when they sent me 4 a.m., when he sent it to me, I was like, yo, I got to get this done today, bro. Like, let me do this today. And I end up doing it the week after, you know, due to how the industry works. But I end up getting it done a week after, but I'm in the talks. I have a meeting next week to see if I can get this video done. So I can't talk too much, but you might be getting a video for this 4 a.m. So hopefully, you know, everything plays right and everything goes right and we'll be good. But, yeah, we'll be meeting for that next week. So I'll be giving y'all a visual of what I like and what I desire with this 4 a.m., what I want y'all to see with this 4 a.m. Because it's gonna be where it is, you feel me? But I got to try to play it a little clever. You know, I am 18, so I can't go too far because that's what the labels were telling me at first. They're like, yo, you're dope. We can't sign you. You're too nasty. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm just being myself. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna be myself, and I'm going to be indie artist, and I'm going to still gain what I need to gain from this. You feel me? And
right.
That's all it's about. And I got good fam. I got good support, like y'all, that keep me rocking because I be feeling like, you know, giving up. But I always have that angel and devil on my shoulders. You know, that's the industry. But I'm always going to stay true to what I love, and I'm going to stay true to what I'm gaining from it. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely. That's righteous right there. And don't ever give up, bro, no matter what you're going through. Keep on pushing and surviving because that's what makes the best men who they are, you know?
Exactly. I feel like I can't give up. You feel me? I love this too much at the end of the day, but it's, you know, it's those moments, you feel me, where you're leaving the label after they tell you that you're not good enough, or you're shopping yourself to all these artists, and you're showing what you can do, and you're talking to people. Like, it really took me to go into a studio session with Kevin McCall for him to just be like, yo, like, we got to get a lot of work done. We got to do a lot. And I'm like, okay, it's paying off. You know what I mean? Like, a real artist can see me and be like, okay, yeah, it is what it is. Like, it's talent. It will speak for itself. You know what I mean? So that's all it's about, really all it's about. And just really stand true to yourself. Like, I know the type of music that I like to do. I know what the type of music that people would like to hear from me. So it's like, I don't want to put out nothing whack. I don't want to be that one-hit wonder. Because, you know, back in the day, you know, they hated when I put out that Kissing on You, like, oh, he can't do nothing better than this. You feel me? Which at that time I thought was true because I couldn't, my pen game, you feel me? I was
right.
Going through a writer's block and all that. Like, Retro Boy is a writer's block. There's a few, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a few joints on there that ain't really too, you know, too hot. That's the only reason why I had made that comment earlier in the interview when I was saying, yo, I'm kind of off that. I'm on some new because I'm out my writer's block, you feel me? I'm on this gutter R&B.
That's what's up. Speaking of Kissing on You, you know, that was my favorite track on the Retro Boy. I like all the tracks, don't get me wrong, but that one I probably played. You probably got like over 100 views on what's that hot new hip hop just from me alone playing that shit, streaming it. That shit is dope. I want to let everybody hear this one. I play it on my show a lot, and I'm going to play it again tonight. Shout out to everybody that's still tuned in. Don't hang up the phone. Press that number one when you're ready to go live. But right now, we're going to get into one more track by my boy, Xavion Jaquan, Kissing on You. I want y'all to check it out.
Kissing on you, And you my family, so at the end of the day, that's all that matters. All I need to hear is from one.
So, you know, I'm going to stay true to myself. You feel me?
That's right.
It's a head knocker.
That's what we do right there.
It's a headbutt thing. You feel me? When, like, you're sitting at a desk with these collar, white tie collar people, you feel me? And they telling you about yourself. You feel me? It's different. It's a lot different. Because it's not
yeah.
like, it's like we can have 10 Xavier. So for me, it's like, no, you can't have 10 Xavier, yo. There's only one me. You feel me? At the end of the day. And that's just what it is for me.
Well, definitely. Stay true to you. You know, it's cool to listen to some advice, maybe take some advice from outside people, but at the end of the day, it's all going to fall on you anyway, because you don't want to take somebody else's advice and then it doesn't work out. Then you can blame them. I'm going to be mad at somebody if I have somebody tell me, no, you need to change your name, and I change my name, and then it don't work out for me, I'm going to be mad at that person. But if I chose it myself, then I can only be mad at myself. So, yeah, stay true to you and do what you feel comfortable with.
Exactly. It's a thought. It's still a thought. You feel me? I'm just – it's not like a for sure thing, because right now, like I have enough support, you feel me, with the name I got already to be comfortable. You feel me?
Right.
So this is more so mainstream shit that I've been thinking about, because – I don't want to stay in LA. You feel me? I do want to be able to travel to
right.
Minneapolis and be able to go to all these different places and meet all these beautiful people, you feel me, that I can connect with. You feel me? I don't want to just stay here. You feel me? So it's a headbutt thing, but it's not going to be an easy decision for sure. If it is changed, and it will be I might do some shit with Retro Boy, like an AKA, cuz that
okay.
is it's my office, so I might just do something. You feel me? I'm not really sure, but it just boils down to really just meeting with people and getting all the ideas right, getting everything right. But definitely meeting with my bro Hocus so we can get some shit right, right?
Oh yeah, definitely, most definitely, got to do that for real. And definitely I want you to be part of this showcase. I know I was supposed to be one in October. It didn't work out, everybody that's been on my ass about it. But coming up for 2013, Next to Blow Radio West Coast Edition, we will be having showcases in downtown L.A. So make sure y'all just stay in contact and stay connected with me, Miss Queen T, and any of the hosts here on Next to Blow Radio. They could give y'all information about it. Connect with me on Twitter at HPocus2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2, and we definitely going to be having Xavion Jaquan rocking that stage. You dig it?
Most definitely, bro. I'm always down. You already know.
For
sure. I'm still in rehearsals, too, so I'm changing my section. I want to put 4 a.m. in my section. I want to put some of this new material in my section. So for sure, I always close with Kissing on You, because that's my, you know. And, other than that, I'm just kind of serious. I'm gonna give y'all some new, like I got so much in store for y'all. You don't even understand it. Like, well, you gon' understand it, but right now I can't even speak too much because it's like y'all just gotta hear it. You feel me? Y'all just gotta hear this new stuff to just be like, okay, we get it.
That's dope.
I've been going head to head with these producers. I've been, man, it's crazy. Like, it's a challenge. To stay comfortable, actually, it's a challenge. But it is what it is. We love this, so it's like, yo, it's all about great music. You know what I mean?
Definitely, and it's all about growing as well.
Exactly.
TT, you got anything else to say to my boy right now?
I just want to know how soon can we expect in your next project?
Well, the full mixtape will be coming out next year. More than likely the top of the year, which is next month, you know. But 3-song EP, I will be releasing the 3-song EP probably within about 2 weeks for you guys. I'm still meeting on it, but I do have the 3 songs already, and 4 a.m. is one of them. I'm changing them around to see exactly what Will is creating right now, pen-wise, and challenging them all with 4 a.m., because 4 a.m. got so – it's doing really well, so I don't want anything less than that. You know what I mean? I want everything to be exactly where it is. So it's like, okay, this is my follow-up in my R&B on my lovey-dovey, and then y'all going to get this innovative side of me. with the mixtape.
That's what's up. So have you performed anywhere else besides L.A.?
For sure, next year, for sure. Early next year.
Have you performed anywhere besides outside of L.A. or anything outside of L.A.?
I have not done anything outside of L.A. right now, and that's why I was saying I do want to start doing that. I want to start going out to all these different places and sharing my gifts to everybody everywhere else. I do want to do that, but right now I have been strictly in the valleys in L.A., Hollywood, downtown. I've been out here.
Okay, so my next question for you is, a lot of the artists that I know outside of Cali, Hollywood, L.A. area, they always want to go to L.A., you know, and further their career. So what are the pros and cons of being in L.A. already?
The pros and cons of that is you have to – the industry is relationship. It's not what you think. It's all about if you're cool with this person, y'all got a dope song. It's like that. So when you really fresh out and you don't really know a lot of people, I started out, my management back then when I was in my boy group was all shitty. It was all bad. It was a bad deal. So, like, after that, I was just out here hungry with no manager, with nothing. So, for me, it's like people think L.A. is where it is and all that. It's really about you. It's about how you work, and it's about how you work with people. Because if you can't get along with people, you might not get that many opportunities, you know what I mean? But if you know that already, like I know it now, you have to come in, like, it's like you have to become something else in this world, out here, in this industry. With that being said, there will be a lot more shows, there will be a lot more stuff, but it's about money out here. And at the end of the day, like, me paying to perform, it's like, why am I paying to play when you know you're supposed to get paid to play?
Right.
So it's a lot of misconcepted screw shit out here. Not all of it though, but a lot of it is. And really, it's about really just finding that good booking agent, finding that good person to rock for you. And when you have somebody that's behind you, then you should be good. It's nothing else to it. So as an indie artist, it's a little hard like that because it's about money. So it's like when you're not really making that much money, but you're making something, but it's not, like you ain't trying to give your whole check to, you feel me, a video and a show and all of this, but it's a lot, you feel me? It's just a lot of crazy stuff, but it's weird. I'm just very happy right now, like, to be able to still do what I do and be indie, you know, because it's not easy. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm off 2 days, no sleep right now, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not signed, you feel me, because it's a hungry thing. It's like, if you know how bad you want it, you'll go out there and get it. So for me, it's like, it starts with the music, you feel me? So it's like, okay, well, I'll just create so much music to where I'll flood wherever I am. I'll flood it, you feel me? Like, at the time, I was in Long Beach. Retro Boy time, I was in Long Beach. So I was doing, like, high school. I was doing, like, little stuff like that. And now I want to do more, I want to do clubs, but I'm 18, so... The club, my first club, it was like, yo, you gotta perform, but you gotta leave. You feel me? So it's like it's different out here, but I definitely miss the stage so much. I can't wait to get back on stage. That's why I've been in rehearsals. But right now, my main focus is music, for sure.
Right. What's up, Pocus? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. You know, I'm a fan, so I'm really listening, and I'm letting you do your shit. But you know what? I just appreciate having such a well-rounded and talented artist here on the show right now. And that's what's up. I just really salute you, bro, for everything that you got going. I'm really looking forward to doing some work with you. We definitely need to have a meeting, for real.
Most definitely. For sure. I'm still in the L.A. area, so that can be possible very soon. I can't wait to get you guys this new project. Once this project is done, the 3-song EP is done, we'll be golden. Mixtape will be dropping right after that.
For sure. You know what? Let me get back to the switchboard. I'm away from my computer. Can you check the switchboard, Queen T? Can we take some calls?
Yeah, we can take some calls.
Let's see if we got some questions.
All right, let's go ahead and get into a call out of the 773-759.
What's good? It's your girl, Denaya, and I am definitely next to love.
Hey, Denaya in the building. How you doing, Denaya?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, feeling good, feeling great. You know, it's no good hump days right now. Got my boy Xavion Jaquan in the building. How you liking the music?
I love the music. Xavion Jaquan did not change your name. It's a beautiful name. It's something that's totally unique. And whoever told you to change it needs to shut the hell up.
Hey.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Do not change your name.
Well,
don't
I will
need
not.
A stage name that works because, like I said, it's a beautiful name and the music is phenomenal. And whoever told you to change it needs to shut up. So they're just trying to make you ordinary and you want to be extraordinary. So.
Exactly. And I like the way you worded that. And that's exactly what I'm going to tell them of.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Denaya, so you got any questions for Xavion tonight?
Let's see. Have you sang in any other languages besides English?
No, but that's the thing. My dad's Puerto Rican, so I definitely want to start speaking more Spanish. I can do
Spanish.
Can do,
yeah.
That'll be dope. And, I also have a big infatuation with Korea, so I do kind of want to learn some Korean stuff. But I don't know. I have to go to understand it more.
Yeah, that's hard. Korean, Mandarin, Japanese, that's really hard language. So if you can do that, hats off to you. That's a really hard language.
Yeah, no, I found out that they were going to school when they were, like, kids, but they lived at school.
Yeah.
They had to learn all these languages. It's weird. And they got in trouble if they didn't. So, like, it's a grounding thing. I like that about them. I really do. So that's kind of how I am with this music industry. I kind of want to ground myself a little bit.
For sure. All right, I got a question for you. Bro, do you have any unusual talents?
You said what? Do I have any unusual what?
Talents.
Unusual talent. I can pop my knees more than once, but I can continuously do it. Like, I can crack my knees, and I crack my knuckles. I can continuously crack them, too. It's weird. And my neck.
Oh, see, that's that creepy shit.
Weird, bro. Everybody don't know that. Everybody don't need to know that. Yeah, I be cracking my knees and shit.
That's dope. Okay, that's what's up. Man, I don't even have any questions. I'm just a fan of the music, really. Ladies, talk to the man, you know what I'm saying? Talk to him.
Well, I want to know when you're performing, because I'm not a performer myself, but I know when you're performing, is it easier to perform with a wireless mic, or is it... Okay. Is it easier to perform with a wireless mic, or with the pool actual mic stand?
The funny thing is, I hate mics with the wires, yo. Like, I went out and bought my own mic to do that. Like, so I have my mic because, like, I hate the with the cords because I'm a dancer, too, so I like to dance. And that's another thing you guys will be seeing, a little bit more of me dancing as well, to throw that in there. But, I like to be able to move on stage. I'm a mover. Like, I like to be able to rock with my crowd, like, rock with the people. More so like a feel-good thing. So I can't really do that with a cord. So right now, I've been rehearsing with a headset, so I can't move all fully.
Okay.
That's what's up.
So what's your favorite song to perform out of all the songs that you have?
My favorite song to perform? Kissing on You, number one. The crowd loves that so much. And it's an energy thing. Like, I channel some stuff when I'm doing it. It's weird, like, but I really love that joint. And you guys haven't seen it yet, but Be My Baby Live, because the thing with the footage, it was supposed to be recorded for my last show that I did, but it wasn't. But Be My Baby, Kissing on You, and Friends and Lovers are my favorite to perform live.
Okay. So what's your favorite song that you ever wrote, though?
Ooh. I ever wrote. My all-time favorite song that I wrote is Kissing on You. It was my first time that I was comfortable with myself to talk about what I want to talk about without really saying it. So Kissing on You, number one. Love is Faith, number two, right now.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Love is Faith.
All right, for sure.
It's Liar Liar, and number three, right now. You guys haven't heard Liar Liar yet, but right now, Liar Liar is just manic.
So, Xavion, is there a special lady in your life?
Right now, there is not. And in Liar Liar, you will hear the story of why she's not with me right now. But, yeah, no, I was serious when I say I talk about the situations I go through in music. At that time, you didn't hear with this Liar Liar, when I drop this, in a couple of days, actually, for you guys will hear that story. So you'll see, like, what's going on with that. But no, I am single, and I am marrying my music right now. And,
right.
If dating pops up, it pops up. If not, you know, I'm not tripping right now. I know it's
right.
A lot of beautiful ladies all over the world that I haven't even seen. So I'm not going to base off where I'm at right now, because it's just a lot of, like, ratchet shit out here right now. And it's crazy.
Please.
At the end of the day, like, it's cool. I'm happy because I'm in love with my music right now. Like, she is my baby right now. So there we go.
I got to know, because, you know I'm a sucker for R&B singers. So do you use your R&B talent, singing abilities, to pull in the females?
Maybe. Could be.
Maybe.
I'm a charming nigga. Like, I'm cool. I'm just a cool cat. Like, smoke weed sometimes. Just party, chill. I don't know. It's more so me as a person, but it's funny because the music helps that. So I don't really have to do too much, but I'm more so like, I like to make her comfortable. Like, if I want my girl to be comfortable, like, to know I can fart around her, she can fart around me type shit. That's the kind of nigga I am. Like, I'm not really like, oh, yeah, you're not high maintenance enough, I got to go. You feel me? It's more so like, she just got to be who she is. You feel me? She got to be herself. She can make me laugh. Oh, my God. If she can make me laugh, then I gotta keep her.
I wish I could sing too. I was pulling hella niggas like that. You know. But yo, if you guys are not tuned in, you know, make sure you guys press that one to go live. Don't be afraid. Press the one to go live. You will hear somebody say you are now in queue. So if you guys want to ask them some questions, say hi, whatever it is, go ahead and press that one.
Yeah, press that number one, y'all. Don't be scared to do it. Dial 718-664-9115. I've been just chilling, you know, I'm over here marinating. PT put me in the screen and like, hey, T, you all right? I'm cool. I'm just really enjoying the show, you know. I'm just enjoying the whole conversation that you ladies are having with the man right now, the man of the hour, of the last 2 hours, I should say. This interview went way longer than I expected. I didn't even know if he was going to call in tonight. I didn't hear from him, so I didn't promote the show as him being a special guest like I would have. But, man, it's been your night, bro, and I applaud you, and I really appreciate you for calling in and rocking with us tonight, for real.
Most definitely. The only thing, I haven't been on my Mac right now. So I didn't forget about you, but that's why I called in. You probably didn't even know I was calling in from a 240. I'm like with one of my writers right now. So I just was like, yo, like, let me just call in real quick. So I didn't forget. I still definitely, I was hitting you right now too. I think not via Twitter, but via Facebook, to let you know I didn't forget about the show. I still came in. I'm not tripping on that. I know there's more to come. You feel me? So at the end of the day, like, everything will be how it needs to be. You feel me?
Definitely.
Right.
Mhm. Definitely. God don't make no mistakes, for real.
No, he does not.
No, he don't. I swear that's my best friend.
Hey.
Hocus, should we get into another caller?
Yeah, let's get into another caller. I'm not about to wait for it, so go ahead and hook that up.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into this caller. Denial, we're going to keep you live with us, okay?
Cool.
Okay, we're going to get into area code 336, caller 772.
Hi, this is Cuzzo, and I'm next to blow.
Hi, Cuzzo.
How y'all country folk doing out west?
Oh, I'm feeling good, feeling great.
Hey, Hocus, I ain't know you can sing too. Hey, but Butter Roll, hey, he bad.
Definitely, definitely. Shouts out to my boy Xavier Jaquan right now, you know, definitely doing his thing. So you liking that music that you heard?
Hell yeah. Hey, I had a question for him, like, well, I got two. One is like, with everything going on today and the technology out here, what types of promotional tools do you use to get your music heard?
For my downloads, I use just HostShare, DatPiff and stuff like that. Really, the only avenues that we have as indie artists, because we don't have Vevo and stuff like that, but we have a regular YouTube channel, which you guys can subscribe to. I got to mention again because I didn't say that one. My YouTube, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, really, Facebook. And that's pretty much it. I don't really use a lot of, well, how do you say that?
Social media.
Yeah. I don't use a lot of avenues. I just use what I can, really.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, well, with all the songs I've been hearing, like, I know what kind of movie I turn around and make right now, but you the artist and you got a picture and a vision for your music. If you could turn around and make a movie, or if there's a movie out there that your music should be the soundtrack for, what would it be?
A movie, like a soundtrack or something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Soundtrack for my movie. I would say like on some Love and Basketball type shit. It's on some like.
Take us to the scene and what song would be playing.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I got you. Because that's my movie, you feel me?
Me and Quincy gonna act it out.
When she was like, she was in the ball, she said, yo, if I win 5 shots, I get you back. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you will start kissing on you will start when they kiss right there at that last second when he made that shot. I mean, when she made that shot, but he let her, right there we go.
See, Denaya might not have got to hear that song. Right there where they start kissing, sing the song so I can turn around and kiss Queen.
What was that?
I say Denaya might not have been listening. She might not have got the hurt. Might not have got to hear the song. Can you turn around and give her a couple of lyrics on how the song go?
Oh, I got you. The first verse, I'm actually singing it.
Love is something that's brand new, but I ain't scared if I'm loving with you. Show me little things you do. I'ma show you some new things too. You did say I love you, and I said I love you too. No games, it's always true. So come here while I kiss up on you.
Isn't that magical kiss that happened right there when I'm here?
Hey, on some real shit, ain't no grown ass man supposed to ask another man the same. But I figured I'd find a way to trick you into doing. Appreciate that.
I'm
that's what's up. I'm cool with fans, you feel me? I'm happy. I'm feeling my fans, so it's nothing like that. It's all good. All positive energy, you feel me?
Indeed.
And Tell Dope Ass Music, if he don't get some West Coast and Hocus Pocus, and y'all two, all three of y'all together with Denaya on some 702 Subway.
Hey.
Let's bring Dope Live. Yeah, let's bring Dope Live. Still on live. Let's bring him in live too.
Yeah,
I'm trying to bring R&B music back to the bedroom instead of going to the club.
Oh, okay.
Hey, cousin, I'm retired.
I done retired from the rap game.
I know. You finna start singing now, nigga.
Team No Filter in the building. Man, hey, look, I'm on Hocus's Rolodex. He better have me on his calendar the very first time he even breathes in the studio. He owed me.
I already know it, bruh. I y'all already know it. Hey, look out for 2013, though. I definitely have some collaborations in store for those who are waiting for collabs, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to book some studio time personally just so I can get them collabs back. And plus, I want you on my shit, you know what I'm saying? I produce as well. So I'm about to be putting out some shit for 2013, and you definitely got to be a part of that, like seriously.
Nice.
Actually, you know what? I can send you a track tonight. What's your email, dope-ass music?
Did she just ask me what my email is? I'm Mr.
No. Let me get some of that pocket music. Send it to teamnofilter@gmail.com so I can listen to it, baby.
Well, while you're at it, send it to Miss Queen T next floor radio at gmail.com, too.
I'm still waiting on Queen T verse. Queen, I turn around and I think I did something. I was playing around though. Man, serious. I need some R&B music in my life. I'm trying to make babies.
Right.
I ain't trying to make no babies, so
I'm just hoping that you make.
Like,
if you're doing R&B tracks, maybe it's a new one.
It's crazy, man. I love it. You know,
yo, Hocus, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you should sing for them. I think I'm the only one that knows you can sing.
Oh, shit, man.
Wait a minute.
You
hold
know
on.
What? I would, but you know what? We got my boy Xavion in the building.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Xavion, he's doing his shit tonight. So I'm going to let him do his shit tonight. You feel me? I'll get y'all next time.
I don't honor that.
I'm sorry to tell you, he hung up.
Hey, Hocus, she can't be putting you on the spot like that. This man trying to impress.
Actually.
Yo, Hocus, Xavion hung up, though, for real.
Okay. Well, you know what? What I do? How about you play? You can play something. I'm saying, well, it's not really a full R&B song. That's actually what I'm working on. That's why y'all haven't been hearing from me as much. You know, I've been trying to, I've been putting my pen to the pad as well. I write as well, and I'm about to come up with a. I'm gonna just let y'all know I'm coming up with an R&B album. It's gonna be exclusively R&B. I might drop a few rap verses on it, but it's gonna be primarily R&B. I want to introduce y'all to, you know, the vocal side. Hocus Pocus. I'm still going to be talking my shit and clowning, but I want y'all to hear some R&B shit. But in the meantime and in between time, can we play some back and forth one? You know what I'm saying? Let them hear that.
Yeah, we definitely can get into that track as I pull it up. I'm still kind of salty, though. Y'all definitely need to hear when he come out with this album. Y'all definitely need to download it, buy it, whatever it is. You guys definitely need to, because this motherfucker can sing and change up his voice. I guess I'm lucky. I feel lucky, Hocus.
Yeah, not too many people, you know what I'm saying, outside of the camp has heard me sing, but I'm not going to say that I'm a singer, though, or anything, but I try. You know, I can hold a note. How about that?
I thought it was Al Roker.
Shout out to the area code 281, the 317 also. I see y'all. We're about to get some more callers right after this call. Let's go ahead. Hocus, go ahead and introduce this real quick.
All right. Check this one out. You know what I'm saying? This is a song right here. Me with my brother, Yak the Ripper. I'm doing the hook. That's the vocals. It's no auto-tune. And I might sing a little something after this song. But I want y'all to check this one out. Back and forth. Fully loaded clip gang in the building. Check, 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 check it out.
How we do, 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 how we We be on that every night. We can't get along without arguing. We can't get along without a fight. I know that's just what you want. That's just what you like. I know that's just what you practice. Southern Baptist versus Catholic. So fantastic, it's just action. Our relationship is graphic. Cause when we started fucking, then my heart was fractured backwards. It was half just perfect. My mom made me perfect. I was human. If I repetition, yeah, we don't have to practice. Living like gymnastics. My mind has been tripping baffling. Almost like on acid, but half of this shit is plastic. Cause I know that you don't love me. You only love my penis. Well, that's okay because I love your brain, baby. Genius. Have you ever seen this? Only the greatest use it. I'm only thinking of reasons a baby making music. I mean, the baby's the reason. Jesus, this is the season. Do it while we breathing. Never know what's up this evening. All that silly shit, girl, just leave it. Say we don't need it, but I guess that's just the games you play. Arguments like every day. Shit. Talk about hoes that you know not hit. Different color kicks and polo fits. The shit you bought or the dough you spent. Hold that thought, love. You all call up and the lies that your homegirl say. Your best friend say that I ain't worth shit. But she sent me a text just the other day. Talking about what you doing, how you been. What's up for the night we drinking? You smoking? Well, you must be. It's a cold ass game, nigga, trust me. Fuck who? Fuck you. Me and you, it's just us two. Argue then we make up like dumb bitch. I love you, but I know that you don't love me. You only love my tongue. Ate her from the back and then I got her sprung. She called it love, I called it lust, but it don't really matter. Cause after all, the name calling, we be fucking after. She tell me do it faster. I record it on camera. Another sex scene, we turn into a movie after. Behind the lights, a total different puzzle. First come the liquor, then we bicker like a married couple. Yes, sir.
About your voodoo,
She said 1 + 1 = 2 for you, and 2 + 2 = you for me. I'm cuckoo thinking about your voodoo. And that's that voodoo.
It was black magic.
That was dope.
Thank you. I definitely wasn't prepared for that, though. You know, I ain't sip on no hot tea or no orange juice or none of that shit.
And the rest of that track is really nice, too, so stay tuned for that track, too.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, you did hear that one, huh? I think
yeah,
you and Magasi is, like, the only people that heard that.
Oh, Magasi?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I don't think you've got it recorded, right? You just be like.
No, I haven't recorded it. I produced it and everything. That's why I'm waiting on a record. I want my own home recording studio, but it's just taking longer than I expected. So I'm gonna have to buy some studio time somewhere and just get it in because I'm sitting on so much shit right now. It's ridiculous. I have collaborative tracks that's already penned that I haven't been able to record yet, too. And plus, I have just a whole arsenal of shit because I write damn near every day. I'm a writer, you know. That's what I love to do. Rather it's hip-hop, R&B, whatever. I write. So I'm ready to get some of this shit out there for real.
That's what's up. I'm excited, too. Should we take some more callers?
Yeah, let's get into some more calls.
Before we get into this call, we got 13 minutes left in the show, so don't hang up. Y'all are tuning through the web. Make sure y'all call in at 718-664-9115. And, yo, Hocus.
Yeah, yeah.
Dope-ass music, right? He had me do Yo Mama joke stuff, right, when I called him the Team No Filter.
Okay.
So I think we need to do another match.
Oh, shit, now.
Wait. We had a Yo Mama joke yesterday. I had Yo Mama jokes yesterday and on last Monday. We can't be having Yo Mama jokes on Hocus' show. You know what I'm saying? We gotta keep it semi-no-filter. Gotta keep it semi-no-filter. You know what I'm saying? Doggone it. Matter of fact, I'm mad at Hocus right now because I'm you know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be on my mixtape. I'm mad at Hocus right now. I'm not even talking to him right now. You know what
I'm mad. I'm mad at myself, too. So we could both be my ass. Shit. How about that?
hey, man, but big shout out to you and because, you know what I'm saying, you've been going through some stuff and you still here. You still rocking with us. You're saying, DJ no good, DJ no motherfucking good. You know what I mean?
Hey, it feels good to be on here. You know, I have been taking a lot of time off throughout these last, I say, 2 months, and I apologize to everybody, but I've been going through my own situations, you know, for real. I got money, I got bills to pay, you feel me? So I got to make me some money, and sometimes I got to make money on Wednesdays. So, you feel me? That's why I haven't been on here as often as I used to be, but it feels good to be here tonight, and I look forward to talking to y'all next Wednesday and every other Wednesday that I can. You know, it's a blessing. Queen T, I appreciate you, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here on Next to Blow Radio. And, man, shout out to everybody that supports all of the hosts here on Next to Blow Radio, for real. Because it's not, you know what I mean? A lot of people, I just got so much fucking ridicule or criticism. You ain't no real radio host. You ain't for real. Nigga, fuck you. I want to see you do this shit. You know what I mean? It's not easy. It's really not. Anybody can just call a number and talk some shit. Yeah, but it takes time to go through music and upload it to the switchboard and everything else that's involved with it. So, you know, I definitely appreciate everybody that supports us for what we doing, you know what I'm saying, giving back to all the indie artists out there. And shout out to you too, Dope Ass Music, and the whole team, No Filter, Cuzzo, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's, all the blog talk channels that's doing their shit, for real. Because this is definitely paving the way for the indie artists who don't have an avenue in the mainstream, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't get to hear your music, but we could turn on blog talk radio and get some quality music because the underground is really where it's at. I don't even listen to mainstream radio.
You know what I'm saying? As in the words of my man Vito, you know what I'm saying? I don't bump mainstream. I knock underground. You know what I'm saying? Shut, man, just authentic bars.
For real. But shit, I said the yo mama jokes. Shit, I was thinking of something. I was trying to think of something. I ain't using no yo mama jokes in a minute. What's the best one y'all did on the last show? Which one got the most laughs?
Man, look, me and Queen T, we was getting it. You know what I'm saying? I had the one where, you know what I'm saying, your mama's so fat, she needs a Google Map to take a picture.
That was funny. That was hilarious.
Damn.
And then the one with the, your mama's so fat, she got mountain lions laying on the titties.
Right.
Oh, crazy.
You're talking about all these your mama jokes. We might as well go at it. Like, I mean, that's great.
I was rehashing what we was talking about, Queen.
He wants to run out of your mama jokes. It's cool, though, Miss Queen. Dude, I'm the winner. So.
I got the mini me in front of me. I can't do the your mama jokes in front of the mini me.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna give it to you that time.
Thank you for the children. Tax exemptions and get you out of mama jokes.
Yo, you guys, hold on. We're about to get into another caller out of the 317-979 caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Chardonnay from Indiana. I was calling to show Miss Queen T and Hocus some love. And then I also wanted to request Young Cashflow's Mobbin, because I think everybody needs to hear it. It's dope.
That's what's up. Shout out to you. Thank you for calling in and giving us that love. And we definitely going to get that on, you know what I'm saying? I know TT holding it down for me right now, Queen T. That's my little nickname for her. But,
yo,
that's what's up. Where you say you calling out of, Chardonnay?
I didn't hear you. What?
Where you say you calling from?
Indiana.
Oh, shit. Indiana in a building. That's what I'm talking about.
The Midwest takeover, baby. What you thought?
Hey.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, Indiana, but it's a Midwest takeover.
Right?
Chardonnay, this is Miss Queen T. I actually got the song and I downloaded it. I just honestly, I forgot to upload it earlier. I apologize.
Oh, you're killing me.
I'm sorry.
You're good, girl. You're good. Well, I just
think
you gotta play.
We can play your song. We got your song on the switchboard.
Okay, well, go ahead and spin that, and then just spin his tomorrow.
Okay, definitely. Well, yeah, I'll be back on here again tomorrow with Lyrical Incisions. I'm sorry, this is his first show tomorrow, so I'll be co-hosting with him.
Oh, I'm going to be tuned in for that, too, because my boy be doing his shit on the last couple of shows he called into. He had me rolling, so I'm going to be tuned in for real. Hey,
yeah,
y'all, make sure y'all call if you're listening on the internet. The switchboard is about to lock up in 8 minutes, or 7 minutes, I should say. So dial the number 718-664-9115 if you want to make any requests, give any shots out, you know what I'm saying? Just get your voice heard. Dial the number 718-664-9115. Now I'm going to let TT do her thing.
That's what's up. Yo, Chardonnay, let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter, Facebook, and listen to more of your music.
You can follow me on Twitter at LoveChardonnay3, and on Reverb, it's reverb.com/CourtneyChardonnayWright. And then Facebook,
that's what's up. Yo, Chardonnay, also make sure you follow at Team No Filter as well. We got two of the hosts on air with us. They're live on Monday night, and they be getting it in. So that's another revenue for you to get your music heard as well. So
Definitely.
All right. Be prepared, though. Be prepared when you call into their show.
Why do you think that?
Yo, dope. Cuzzo.
What it do?
Why y'all quiet?
Yo, we preparing one of your – we're preparing her. Why we got to prepare her, like – I'm scared to call into their show sometimes. They have, like, some of the craziest topics, so. Just keep
I have no idea what you're talking about. All we do is have 24-hour church service on my.
Oh, he's about to get shut down
if
right
are,
now.
If you're an atheist, you can't call into after 11. If you're an atheist, you can't call in until 11.
Yeah, you can't call in until 11. That's when we have the, you know, redemption hour. You know what I'm saying? We got
boy.
The blog talk building fun. you know, Blog Talk building for her. You know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't. He should have built us up. Well, what's a broke building? Come on now.
The world gonna end anyway, so it don't even matter. I can go ahead and tell all these lies. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
Right, exactly, right. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Mayans. Shout out to the Mayans for having a fuck calendar.
Right. Like, really? The Mayans just got tired of writing. People are going to believe that mess, too. I'm like, okay, I'm on holiday 2013 talking about some told you so. Next. On to the next one. Got it.
Hey, but definitely, Chardonnay, you can tune in. You can call into my show. You're saying it's on Blast Your Thoughts. You're saying I'm Mr. No Filter, at Team No Filter. I'm your host, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. And for anybody that's remedial, that's DOPEAZZMUZIK.
That's all the Republicans out there. My bad. Oopsie.
And I'm the mediator / Dr. Phil assistant. I'm going to turn around and let you know what he said. He was serious.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wait, what?
All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and get into this track. I see y'all callers 225 and the 865. Hold your ass. We're about to get into this track right here. By Chardonnay. Love me. Let's go.
Soda free.
Love me.
that song was dope. That shit was tight. Oh, shit, am I mic on? Maybe not. But that song still was dope.
Okay, let's see if I... There we go, I'm muted. There we go, that song was fire right there. Chardonnay is her name, right, Queen T?
I don't think I'm
like
on.
Okay, now Queen T mic not on.
Okay,
oh, hit that mute button,
Queen
T.
I'm over here doing too much. Yeah, that's Chardonnay. She's
that
she's
song was fire
us.
Right there. I was vibing to that. I haven't heard that, but man, I'm gonna have to play that more often now. What Chardonnay? That's what's up. Is she still online?
Chardonnay, you there? No, I guess she's not. Well, shout
okay,
out to her.
Damn, yeah, link me up with her definitely, because I want to hear more. What else you got? That's dope.
All right, definitely. She tweeted us, so if you want to, you can link up her that way.
Okay.
Her Twitter name is Love Chardonnay and number 3.
Okay. Love Chardonnay.
So let's go ahead and get into the next caller. Shout out to the 225, the 865, and the 404. We see you guys. Shout out to the 3142, 80s baby, locked in with us. Shout out to the 612, locked and loaded with us. All of these 12s, they scared to press 1, but it's okay. Don't be afraid. They're enjoying the show, though.
That's what's up. I appreciate all the love, for real. Y'all don't have to press 1. I really would like for y'all to press 1 just to say something, but if not, I appreciate y'all for just rocking with us, listening, you know what I mean? For real.
Right.
It's all
Right, before we get into that, shout out to the 612, did press 1, but we're going to get into this other caller out of the 225 area code. I know who this is. Let everybody know who this is.
What up, DJ Club, baby? Okay.
Hey, you can't come in here sounding like that. You got to sound live.
What it is, like.
The realest DJ in the world, you feel me? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my baby. She knows who she is. Hell, she crazy.
Aww. What'd you say? Let everybody know what you say your name was and where you calling from.
DJ Clubbagger, man, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. The realest DJ out here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, besides the other ones I fuck with. You're We here. Can I do
that's
a little shout
up,
out?
Minnesota
in
the building. So how you feeling on this No Good Hump Day?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling. I'm living, man. You know, God's good, man. You feel me? Just living. Every day is a good day when you're living on God's green up and you ain't under 6 feet deep. You feel me?
That's real. Cause a lot of people don't get to make it to see that next day. So it's a blessing to be here.
All day. I just want to shout out the people I fucks with. Shout out to Miss Queen. I want to shout out Savage Life Entertainment, Convict Music, Brick Squad, No Living Forever, Trill Entertainment, 4Boy Entertainment. I just want to shout out to Next to Blow Radio, too, because I fuck with y'all. Man, I don't get a chance to listen all the time because I'm always moving around trying to get a lot of people set for the next quarter for the major, you know, the majors to come down here. So, you know, the next event I want to say I'm doing, if people at Mankato, I'm going to be right up on there for a young L.A. concert. I'm spending there next week. It'll be this coming up 13th, December 13th, Mankato Young L.A. concert. Y'all come peep that out. It's going to be a beautiful night. You know, do your thing. So that's all I want to do. Keep living.
Right. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in, okay?
Set that up. I'll hit y'all in a minute.
That's what's up. For sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into another call out of the 404 area code 316. Who is this?
What's happening?
What's happening?
This is J-Roll, man, a.k.a. Mr. Metro ATL. Just checking in with y'all. Blog Talk Radio, I think that's what this is.
What it is like, Next to Blow Radio, yeah. We got the 404 in the building. What's your name again, brother?
Metro ATL is probably the stickers you're going to see around the whole city.
Metro ATL. For sure, ATL in the building. That's what's up. So you enjoying the show tonight?
I think we got a lot of new callers. They ain't really so sure what's going on with Blog Talk, but this is Next to Blow Radio, No Good Hump Days, hosted by Hocus Pocus himself. So do you have any music on the switchboard? Have you sent in any of the music to any of the hosts?
Hang out, Flatline Empire Studios, based in America, Georgia. We over here rocking right now. I got Flex Ball.
I don't know. You're breaking up, bro. I don't know if this is a connection, if it's my end or what's going on, but I can't hear anything.
Yo, 404, that's Atlanta, though, ain't that?
Yeah, that's the ATL. Okay.
Yes, yes. Shout out to ATL. Yo, Hocus, we're in overtime hour. I'm not sure if you want to keep it going or what you want to do.
Overtime hour. You know what? Who's all on? Let me get back in here in this damn room so I can see the switchboard my damn self. But is there anybody that have any requests right now, want to hear a song, you know, go ahead and do that. We could definitely get some requests out.
Well, before they get that request in, can I promote something real quick?
Do your thing.
Okay, well, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T, MZQUEENT, at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. Also at Miss Queen T _ promo. And yeah, pretty much follow me. Hit me up on Facebook, Miss Queen T promo. Also, make sure you tune in with me and Magasia. We are back live this Saturday. We got some hot indie artists called Why So Serious. Also, this coming Tuesday, we do have an R&B night. We will be having Remedy, Minneapolis artist, R&B artist. I actually want to get into one of his tracks before the night is over, called Let's Leave. And we do have Donnell Jones. I'm super excited about that.
Oh, that's so, what's up.
Donnell Jones, also we will be having C Ride as well, so make sure y'all tune into that on Tuesday. And I'll be on here tomorrow with Lyrical Incision, so make sure y'all tune in also Saturday, and I'll be on here Monday. Dang, can't get enough of me.
That's what I'm talking about. Do your thing.
Okay, shout out to Miss Lyrical. She was tuned in, her phone dropped. That was her tuning in from the 612. And, yeah. Anything y'all want to say? Denaya, HP, request?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Make sure y'all check out that video for Need You Tonight. I know it's actually 60 featuring Ro Timmy. Hit over 12,000 views in less than a month. It's definitely, and it's still climbing. So make sure y'all check that out. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. At DANAYADD for you. And make sure y'all tune in tonight. I'm going to be hosting with Baby Girl on X Legacy Radio. And so just follow me for all the info. It's going to be a dope show. We're talking about seven traits men look for when they're looking for a wife. So it's going to be dope.
Ooh. Hocus, I want to know what you look for. What are your seven traits?
Well, one definitely is honesty. I need a woman that's going to be honest and upfront and real. Don't be lying. Why? Oh, my goodness. I don't understand liars. Just don't get it. Keep that shit real. That's been, obviously, I've been hurt in the past from lies, so that's what I don't like. That's that shit I don't like.
That's the shit I don't like? Right?
Yeah.
So that's your number one?
I couldn't say number one. It'll be in the top seven, though. Just honest. Yeah, someone that's honest. Yes.
Of course.
I don't know. I couldn't. Number one, I would have to think for a while on that. I couldn't just blurt out anything. Not that I was just blurting out anything right there, but, you know.
That's definitely one of the seven.
That's one of the seven, yes.
Okay.
Indeed. Looking for a husband or a boyfriend, however you want to label it, what would you put? What is one of the things that's off the top of your head you need?
To me or to Diane?
To the both of you.
Okay, I'll go first. I definitely would need understanding and compromising. Because in my last relationship, it was always, oh, my God, you're always on a meeting. You're always talking to this artist. You're always doing this. You're always going to this show. You're always doing this. You're always on Twitter. You're always on Facebook. You're always on the radio. Yeah. If you come into my life and you already know that's what I do, don't sit there and complain about it after we get together. Like, no. You got to compromise. And there was times, yeah, I did compromise and I would get off early or I would take no more calls after a certain amount of time. You know, it's always about compromising. And if you can't compromise or understand what I do for a living and what I want to future my career in, we can't be together. I don't know if it would be the number one, but that's at least the number two.
Okay. Understanding. And what about you tonight?
Trust. That is the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. For me. But it's for the same reason that what this Queen T was saying, because a lot of guys get mad because I'm going out at night. I have a lot of guy friends. I work with guy artists. It's like, you know this already. Get over it. If you can't handle it, too bad. So sad.
Huh. So trust. So we got honesty, understanding, and trust. Yeah, I'm sure everyone could relate with those three right there.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be a dope, dope show tonight, so make sure y'all tune in.
How can we tune in?
You can go to Blog Talk Radio / Next Legacy Radio. N-E-X-X. All right.
Definitely, Denaya. You know I will be in the chat box saying shout out to Denaya. So, you know, definitely I'm going to log in and support you 100% since you support us every day of the fucking week. Definitely got to support you. So.
Yeah, that's what's up. Tag me or mention me in any of your tweets or, you know, promos for that show so I won't forget.
I'm going to post it on your wall right now.
Okay, do that for sure. Before we get into whatever the request or whatnot, I do want to make this announcement. This Saturday, anybody listening that's in the Los Angeles area, I will be at the Daily Duels event. In the 818, actually, it's going to be in Sherman Oaks. The address is 14516 Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks, California. Again, that's 14516 Ventura Boulevard. I wish I knew the time. I don't know what the time is. So y'all just get in contact with me on Twitter at HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS2. So I can get all the time. There is a $5 cover charge, but... It's gonna be live performances as well. And what Daily Duels is, if you don't know, it's a rap battle circuit. Yak the Ripper, my brother, is gonna be in that. If y'all haven't seen him do his thing at the LA Battlegrounds in September, you know what I'm saying? He just beast mode on him, you know. Yak the Ripper, not just because he's my brother, but seriously, this boy got so many bars over jokes, and his lyrics are phenomenal. The schemes he come up with is crazy. It's just a pleasure to watch him come up with the shit he do. Sometimes I wonder, damn, how does his mind work like that? But he's about to be battling this dude named Denter, who called him out, you know what I'm saying, part of the Elephant Graveyard. This dude called Yak the Ripper out at his own event. So I can't wait to see this, because I know Yak is about to destroy him. But so come and support if y'all want to meet with the Fully Loaded crew. We all going to be in the building. J-Bo, Nove's going to be there as well, you know what I mean? We in there, and it's about hip-hop, you know what I mean? Definitely, it's all hip-hop going to be there. They're going to have some performances. I'm going to try to jump on the stage my damn self, but I'm not one of the special guests or artists to get booked to perform. But I'm going to do some shit. You already know me. So come to the basement in Sherman Oaks, California, 14516 Ventura Boulevard. Get in contact with me, HPOKUS, the number 2, or Yak the Ripper, that's YAKDARIPPA. Put that in Google and you'll find any of our sites, you know what I mean, to holler at us, you know, get more details on it. It's only $5. Y'all got $5. Come on now. And this money ain't going in my pocket or nothing. So I just want y'all to know. But I'm paying $5 too, goddamn it.
Right. So is it gonna be recorded?
Yeah, it's gonna be recorded. It's gonna be on YouTube and everything. They usually take about 2 weeks to 4 weeks to they finalize and everything. So I'm gonna be sharing it on YouTube and everything. But I want y'all, especially the ones out here in LA, come and support for real. Everyone that's not in LA that can't make it, I understand. It's gonna be recorded. You know, professionally, not just with a cell phone, but, you know, not that that's bad or anything, but it's going to be some professional shit. So y'all could check that out.
Yo, Hocus, is this what you were talking about, like, last year? I remember you saying something about how you and Yak and stuff, are you in the Fully Loaded Thrilled Rap Battle?
Yeah, this is like the step away from our own event, definitely. What Yak has been doing, Yak is just a beast. I don't know if y'all really... Yak got songs on the switchboard as well, but when it comes to the battle rap circuit, I don't know if y'all familiar with URL, Smack, and all that stuff. The battle rap shit that they got going on, it's real live in New York, but they bringing it to the West Coast right now. A lot of the acts from New York is coming out here trying to get the West Coast going, and Yak been a beast on this since before they came out here, you know. So he's been tweeting with a lot of the cats from URL and whatnot. And they really fit. He's starting to make a name for himself, and I'm just proud of my little brother, for real. So that's what this is. It's just the next step to step your bars up. That's going to be our battle. This one is called Daily Dudes, and we also affiliated with L.A. Battleground. So those are the two out here on the West Coast that we are affiliated with. And 2013 is going to start up, step your bars up, you know what I mean? We're going to take it to the next level because we already had some performances or whatnot with Step Your Bars Up, but it's time to take it to the next level, and I'm ready to crank it up a notch, for real.
And you know what the crazy thing is? I've been seeing a lot of rap battles. Go ahead and check out MidwestSwagger.com. I know they be hosting a lot of rap battles and all over, and I know they be holding a lot out here now. I've been seeing a few of the artists talk about rap battles. So,
yeah.
And, you know, it's an actual event, you know, just for the rap battles itself, so... Check it out. It's MidwestSwagger.com, and also it's not just for rap battles as well. It's for the Midwest artists as well to promote their music. So, Denaya, you can link up there, too, for yourself as well as North Rock 360. They upload videos every Tuesday and Thursday. They do interviews. They do all the different stuff, upload music, links, videos, mixtapes, all that stuff. So, check it out. The website is MidwestSwagger.com. So,
for sure.
But yeah, I mean, I was just saying, like, Cocus, you know, if you guys were looking to do other rap battles, go ahead and look further into that.
Oh yeah, definitely, because you know, it's about taking over the world. You know, we've been here in California all our damn life. We've been to other states or whatnot, but we really haven't been how it needs to be. So I'm definitely trying to go state to state, and I'm definitely, right now, my focus is promoting Yak the Ripper because he's doing his thing right now. He's about to be a father, baby due on this Sunday. I'm proud of my little niece coming. You know, I'm real happy.
Aww.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, man, Yak the Ripper, he a beast right now. He's doing his thing. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter if y'all not already. Let me get the actual factuals.
I think it's
Yak
_duh_ripper.
Look at you. See, look. You already know. That's a damn shame. You know before me. But yeah, Yak _DA_ripper, right?
Yep, the Ripper, yep.
Okay.
A Ripper. Not Ripper, it's Ripper. R-I-P-K.
Yeah, with an A.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I had a great time with you guys. Cocus, thanks for letting me co-host with you tonight, and definitely had fun. Great show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you and all the love that you always show. Thank you also, Denaya, for calling in and showing us the support like you always do. For real, I miss y'all.
Definitely.
For real, for real. It's good hearing y'all voice again. It's good to know that y'all still doing y'all thing. You know, I just want y'all to know I'm still doing my thing, too, and it's not going to ever stop. I might miss a few shows, but I'm not stopping anything. It's still going to go, for real.
That's what's up. All
right. So, Hocus, you going to take over the switchboard, or you got a song loaded up, or you want me to go ahead and play this song, or what you want to do?
Yeah, go on ahead and play that song. Play a few songs if you want to. I'm over here, you know, medicated.
All right, well, we're going to get into this track by my boy, The Remedy. Y'all can follow him on Twitter at The, or I don't even know his Twitter. Oh, my God. I think it's The, T-H-E-R-X-M-E-D-Y, The Remedy, but he spells it with an X, so make sure y'all check him out. He will be on the Miss Queen T. Magatian show this coming Tuesday with Donnell Jones and C. Ride. So, all right, let's go. And the track is called Let's Leave.
Feel like I'm in my cousin like check. Fat blunt of that kush, what's next? These niggas hating on us, cause we R&B thugs, and they chick want some R&B sex.
Yeah.
And I'ma be the one to give it to her. When I get inside of you, no stress.
No stress.
I say, come on, she like that. Take it right or get left. Like she fresh out the shower, she wet.
She got me like,
yeah. Ooh. And shouted talking about it.
Ooh.
I just can't wait to get you out it.
Ooh.
Exactly what I came here for. So we made our way to the door. We leave in the club trying to hurry.
Daddy was known as a gentleman.
but it's all gravy, baby, because you know you my lady. But when we first met, I had my guards up, cause I was scared of love, but I have grown up. I used to run from love, but now I'm chasing it. Forget about the past, baby, cause I'm erasing it. I used to tell you to get up out your feelings. Got shot by Cupid, now I'm all up in my feelings. If I was the moon, you would be my sky. No one could fill your space, no matter how hard they tried. I'm glad you never left, cause you are Mrs. Right. Even when I did you wrong, you still treated me right.
Now it's so hard
roll with the way you're stressing me. So now you got to let me go. Let me go, oh. Let me go, oh. Let me go. Can you wrap your head around what ended like this? What happened to the so-called American dream? One house, two cars, and a load of kids. Called me out my name, screening my calls and Googling things. Talking out the side of your mouth about ha-ha-ha, you done drank. So now all you can do for me is pack, walk out. Don't bother looking back and just let me go. Go. Let me go. Oh. Let me go. Oh. Let me go. Oh. Let me go. All I hear from you now is wah, 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 wah. Your lies are falling on deaf ears. Think I just run back into your arms. Could you tell me what you think I wanna hear? Well, I've got news for you. It's not gonna be that easy this time. So why don't you just go on your way? 'Cause I'm damn sure it's gonna go on mine. So now all you can do for me is pack, walk out. Don't bother looking back. You just let me go. Go. Let me go. Oh.
hfocus2.wntbradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 formatted, and please include the song title and the artist name, or I'm not going to upload it because I don't want to guess. You know what I'm saying? I want to have that shit. Y'all could be semi-professional. I know we indie artists and whatnot, but still, step y'all game up. Don't be sending me, you know what I'm saying, a whole mixtape worth of music and don't have no titles or nothing on it. Y'all be killing me with that shit.
I know, right? Track one, track two, track three.
Yeah, track two and track three. I'm not uploading any song
called
track two.
Oh, and then, like, another thing they do is they'll upload it as under track one, track two, track three. But on the, you know, we say that we don't like that, but then they be like, okay, we need the names of the songs. But then some people will be like, put in, okay, track one is so-and-so and so, track two is so-and-so and so.
Yeah.
But they're giving us the listing, but what the fuck? We don't want to go in there and individually name each track ourselves.
Yeah, just do the shit right the first time. If you ain't going to do it right, then don't do it at all. That's all I ask, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, indie artists, y'all be doing y'all shit, though. Shout out to all y'all that's really on y'all game. A few of y'all need to step it up. You know, I'm not going to name any names, but some of y'all need to step y'all shit up. For those of y'all that's really on the grind, though, that's trying to make changes and making moves right now, I salute y'all for real, because I am watching. I am paying attention. Even though I haven't been on air a couple of weeks, I still am paying attention to everything that's going on. And I really appreciate all y'all out there that's giving us good music. All the tracks that you just got through playing, Ms. Queen T, they was fire, though, for real. It was dope. Some of them I was like, damn, she cut it off right before it. I'm like, damn, I want to hear that shit.
I was tight, though. But, you know, I was trying to keep the mix in.
Yeah, nah, you did a good mix, though. You really did your thing right there. I'm proud of you. You did that shit last night, too, didn't you? I remember.
Yeah.
You've been doing your shit, though. You doing a good job, shit. Shit, I got some competition now. I got to step my shit the fuck up. That's what's up, though.
You know, I'm trying to get them paid gigs, you know, in the club, you know.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, though, or something. I wish we could use Virtual DJ. I don't know if you're familiar with the program. It's called Virtual DJ, and it lets you mix and everything, like, live on the spot. And sometimes
you know
when I have little mixers here at my house, I'll be doing that shit. I wish you could use it on Blog Talk, though, because I would be mixing like a motherfucker. We're going to have to figure out how we could do something to make so we could really mix, like, soup for real mix.
You
know, even though it's not actual turntables, Virtual DJ is the closest thing to it. And, yeah, it's a cool program. Y'all go check that shit out, you know. Anybody that wants to do their little DJ thing.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, I'll say you can do the live mixing through Ustream.
Yeah, huh?
Once we get the website officially done, we have a Ustream account for Next to Blow Radio. So if any time, even like when nobody's on air or before somebody goes on air or afterwards somebody goes on air, or for your own show, you can just do it like that where people can go on the Ustream and or go on the official website and there'll be a chat box there and it'll automatically play. I think it'll automatically play, or they'll just have to press the play button when you're Ustreaming.
Okay. Definitely. So big things coming for 2013. Be on the lookout. Next to Blow Radio, we taking them to another level. I'm definitely ready for it, for real.
Yep, yep. And
that's what's up.
Tell us all the callers that called in tonight. Definitely appreciate y'all, and don't let it be your last. And definitely shout out to the interview. Great interview, and it did last a little long time, but
it surprised me, for real. Because, like I said, I didn't even know if he was going to call or whatnot. But, it was a good interview. Great. That's a good talent right there. That boy got a lot of talent. I just want to say that. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely a fan of his music and everything that he got going on. I support him. You know what I'm saying? Just be on the lookout for Xavier Jaquan, y'all. Out here doing his shit. Shout out to all y'all indie artists, though. I support all y'all that's supporting others, for real. Let me know who y'all supporting, what y'all doing to stay positive, and you know what I'm saying, on the right side of things, and I'm definitely going to support you. You feel me? That's what I do. God damn it, I got your back like bra straps. But Shout out to all y'all for real. Make sure y'all tune in next week, but don't forget, tune in tomorrow. It's 7 days a week, so we got a different host for every day of the week now, and that's what's up. So tune in tomorrow to my boy Lyrical Incision with Miss Queen T. She's going to be doing her co-hosting thing, and she's probably going to get another little mix in like she did tonight. She fucking taking my job and shit. Where DJ No Good at?
Hey,
that nigga on hiatus.
Female,
we got Miss Queen T doing
DJ.
It. Say it again.
There's always a female and a male to everything. So, hey, I'll
you already know. That's what's up. That's what's up. And I appreciate you for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Just holding it down for all of us here on Next to Blow Radio anyway. I love you. You already know that. And, man, just keep on doing your thing. Fuck them haters because you know they're going to keep on multiplying. But fuck them.
All right, definitely. And, hey, fuck y'all. That hate. Keep on hating, though, because, you know, that's you know, that means we're doing something right. When people hate, we're doing something right. So.
Yeah, definitely. Haters are motivators in my eye, you know. But,
And,
I'm about to, I guess that's a wrap, right? You finna go?
Yep, let's go.
You finna go? I'm about to tune in to my girl Denial on her show, though, you know what I'm saying? She's about to be doing her thing in about 10 minutes, so make sure y'all tune in to Next Legacy Radio. Did I say that right? I hope so.
Yes sir.
That's it. We finna go get into that, you know what I'm saying? She got 7 traits men look for in a wife, so I definitely want to call and get my comments on, you know what I'm saying? Say a little shit. So y'all be there, tune in to that, and tune in tomorrow to Lyrical Incision and Miss Queen T right here on Next to Blow Radio, 6 to 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 to 11 Eastern Time. I hope I said the right time.
Yeah, it's 9 to 11. The only different time is me and Magasi. I don't know why we did 8 to 10, but
okay.
We did 8 to 10, so... And also make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT.
Definitely. And get in contact with me at HPOKUS2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. I know y'all all following Next to Blow Radio, but if you're not on Twitter, it's Next the number 2 Blow Radio. NEXT, the number 2, BLOWRADIO. I hope I spelled that shit right. No. Don't find it work for me.
Right. Well, I'm going to end with another song by Crucial Boy 9. You introduced
yeah,
him,
shout
right?
out to Crucial Boy 9 doing his shit, too. You know what I mean? That's talent right there, too. I haven't heard, you know what? Yeah, play some of his music, because I haven't heard of his music in a minute. And he had dropped a whole lot of music to me a few months ago.
Yeah, see, we got a whole bunch. We got, like, 6 different tracks, so.
No, you know what? Can you play that? I got one in particular I want to hear. It's called,
Do You Want to Go,
Do What I Want to Do. Yeah, that's my song right there. Do What You Gonna Do. Play that one.
All right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night. Thank you, Hocus. We're going to end it with Crucial Boy 9, Do What You Want to Do.
Yeah, Next to Blow Radio. Check it out.
And I could give a damn about it. Like a root canal.